And good afternoon. Welcome back, everyone. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 730 WTNT, The Truth. And I'm joined now by Bob Siegel. Bob is a social journalist for the communities at WashingtonTimes.com. He's a talk show host in his own right on KCBQ in San Diego, California. And he's a popular guest speaker at churches and college campuses across the country. And today we want to talk about Herman Cain. Your piece says Herman Cain looks like the real deal, but for how long?
Love Herman Cain. He's one of my favorites up there. And when I say for how long, I'm thinking about the way these debates and politicians have gone in the past. There's nothing poor Herman himself did that made me feel that way. It's kind of like a, boy, he's the real deal, but let's hope it lasts. That's my point.
Why the surge in his popularity?
Well, some might say that it's somewhat by default. It seems like Perry and Romney are kind of canceling each other out. I get so frustrated with these guys because I think politicians would go farther if they just spoke the truth and admitted a mistake than they think they do. I think they're surrounded by handlers and campaign advisors that are always saying, well, you can't say this or you'll offend them and you can't say that. And I think right now our nation's just so fed up that somebody just talking honestly, like in my piece, I mentioned that if Perry would just come out and say, look, I can talk about having a heart, but the truth is I have an Hispanic base in Texas, and I was catering to them. And if he just said that and admitted that that was a mistake, then maybe he wouldn't get booed from the very people that he thought he had all sewn up.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. In fact, his handlers have been roundly criticized over the past week or so for actually changing his appearance and trying to prep him in a fashion that that guy's just not ready for. I mean, what endears him to the crowd is the fact that he's not afraid to wear cowboy boots, and he sort of does have that swagger, and that's
exactly
what it's
so
made.
They should just leave him alone and let him be himself. I think that happened with Sarah Palin, too. They just tried to stuff her with information, and then they blamed her when it didn't go. The other thing that frustrates me about these debates, Andy, is that they're not real debates. In a real debate, you have a moderator, and the opponents can interact with each other, which they're allowed to do a little bit, but it's mostly these questions and these soundbite answers, and it just drives me berserk when I see these reactions from the pollsters afterwards, like, well, you know, he looked more presidential than the others. That's my favorite. Or who was funniest? Who smiled the most? Like you have to go to bed with a coat hanger in your mouth just to do well in the debate. Instead of these little things like their ideas. And what's refreshing about Cain is, as I said in the article, what you see seems to be what you get. But I've noticed in the past, let's say he starts, and he's surging. Supposing he becomes a more viable candidate and actually eclipses Romney or Perry, you can just bet that his handlers are going to sit there and try to get him to moderate some of his positions. Now, I'm not saying he'll do it, and so far he's talked as if he's ignored his handlers, and that's great. But the truth is, at this stage of the game, when a person doesn't think they have a chance to win, it's to their advantage to just speak their mind. They really don't have anything to lose. Once they're viewed as a more viable, serious candidate, that's when the handlers just really move in on them. So I'm not saying it's going to happen with Herman Cain, and I hope it doesn't, but that's the way it seems to work, and that's the way it's worked in the past. So let's keep our fingers crossed and hope the man remains as sincere as he seems to be.
Yeah, you know, his comment about brainwashing, the Democrats brainwashing the African-American community, he said that, I think, with Wolf Blitzer on CNN. He's been asked a couple times as to whether or not he wanted to back away from that statement, and he's standing his ground. And I give him a lot of credit.
Good for him.
Yes.
Good for him. But supposing he became the nominee, he's going to be asked again to back that up. And of course, at that point, he can't completely back it away. These days with the Internet, it's harder for people to pretend they didn't say what they said. But it can be softened. He can explain what he really meant. He could say he could have phrased it better. But I think he's right on it. By the way, my hat goes off to somebody like Herman Cain. One of the most persecuted groups in our country is conservative African Americans.
Absolutely.
I mean, these guys have to deal with the real racism that's still out there, but then they have to deal with the reverse racism from other African Americans. And boy, he's a courageous man, and my hat goes off to him.
Yeah. You know, in your article, you say on matters like foreign policy, you wish Cain had more experience, but I would simply say Obama didn't have a lot of experience when it came to that.
If you keep reading the article, all I make that point very clearly about Obama, that he didn't have any. And I would put Herman Cain's good sense, if he has to fly by the seat of his pants with foreign policy, against Obama's any day of the week. But I did mention in there that absolutely Obama had zilch foreign experience, and that magical mystery apology tour he took on behalf of America was just downright embarrassing.
Yeah, and I was going to go down the path of, and that great foreign policy expert from Arkansas, Bill Clinton.
Exactly. They were asking him what his experience was with the military. He mentioned that he once had to call out the National Guard in Arkansas. So you gotta love it.
Yeah.
And then Obama hardly had experience in doing anything other than being a community organizer and a professor at a university and being surrounded by Marxists. See, aren't you glad I'm not running for public office? Because I don't have to walk back any of these states.
Well, I'm with you. I like Herman Cain. I hope he continues down the path he's traveling, and I hope he doesn't back down.
I do. And I should say, I also like Santorum and I like Bachman. I think they're very sincere, too. But I think of all of them, Cain is the one that just shines as the real deal, speaking from his heart.
Yep. All right, Bob. Hey, thanks for joining us. Again, it's Herman Cain, looks like the real deal, but for how long? You can check it out at communities@washingtontimes.com. Have a good day. Thanks, Bob.
Andy, it was a pleasure. Thank you.